This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session shares part of the Franklin Mass Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, February 16, 2022. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council, town administration personnel, the police new hires, along with their guests and family members were in the council chambers. Some members of the public participated in person, some via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. I've split the 3-hour and 10-minute meeting into three logical segments. First covers the opening, swearing in of the four police department new hires and the West Street Dean College neighborhood parking discussion. That runs approximately 55 minutes. Second covers the diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, presentation and discussion led by Superintendent Sarah Hearn and Assistant Superintendent Lucas Jaguer. That runs approximately 90 minutes. And third covers the subcommittee reports, legislative action, council comments, and the meeting close, the remaining 41 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and to my notes. So let's listen to this segment of the Town Council meeting of February 16, 2022.
Okay, moving on, subcommittee reports, capital budget, Councilor Plager. Thank you, Councilor Boyd. Any questions for Councilor Boyd? Okay, Budget Subcommittee hasn't met yet. EDC?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We haven't met since the last time. We will meet March 2nd. We'll be at before the Town Council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin. Town Administrator Evaluation Ad Hoc Subcommittee Report. Councilor Jones.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In front of you tonight is a letter in behalf of the Town Administrator's Evaluation Ad Hoc Subcommittee. Before you tonight is a 2021 annual review of the Franklin Town Administrator, Jimmy Helen. The Town Administrator's Evaluation Ad Hoc Subcommittee met once to evaluate and review the performance of the Town Administrator Helen. This ad hoc committee was set up in order to comply with the provisions of the Franklin Town Charter, which requires an annual review of the Town Administrator's performance. This committee was chaired by myself and included Councilors Thomas Mercer and Robert DeLorco. Town Administrator Ad Hoc Subcommittee met on the following day, January 26th, 2022, at 8:30 hours. Sorry, it's my formalities. In a formal vote, TA Eval Ad Hoc Subcommittee members unanimously voted to move a written Town Administrator's evaluation to full council for their review. The vote was unanimous, Jones, Mercer, and DeLorco. I'm asking the council to consider the unanimous recommendation and endorsement of the 2021 Town Administrator's evaluation. And if approved, this written evaluation will go into the Town Administrator's Helen's personnel file. As attached, you will see my review. This is to the Franklin Town Council. From myself, reference is the 2021 Town Administrator's annual review. This is a written review. Franklin Town Council and Town Administrator Jamie Helen into a contract agreement 3 years ago and contractually obliged the Franklin Town Council form the Town Administrator's evaluation at our council subcommittee to fulfill this obligation. The subcommittee met January 26th, and the topics of discussion are in regards to the Town Council and Town Administrator goals, which you will see an attached copy of in the back of your handout, which were in regards to fiscal, economic development, facilities, Department of Public Works, recreation, open space, community, general civic engagement, presentations, discussion items, COVID-19 response protocols, new and revised goals that were updated just recently, actually. Lots of questions and ideas from the Town Council. Just to note where this falls under the Town Charter, the Town Administrator, Section 6, under performance evaluation, the Council shall establish mutually agreed upon goals for the Town Council and Helen to achieve during a 2-year legislative session. The Council shall review Helen's progress towards meeting goals, Council goals, on an annual basis, and said annual review and evaluation shall be in accordance with the goals developed jointly between the council and Helen. Said goals may be added to or deleted from the council and Helen from time to time. Further, the council shall provide Helen with a written summary statement of the findings of the council and provide adequate opportunity for Helen to discuss with the council. Goals shall generally be attainable within the time limitations that are specified in Section 7, within the time limitations specified in Section 7, to repeat, within the annual operating budget, capital budget appropriations provided by the council. And affecting the provisions of the section, the council and Helen mutually agree to abide by the provisions of applicable law. Written form of summary as such, this is basically a highlight of many of the goals. Town Council, Town Administrator goals, the attached goals. Summary indicates that Mr. Jamie Helen has executed his responsibilities as a town administrator for the town of Franklin in an exemplary fashion and with unwavering professionalism. Town Administrator TA Jamie Helen, under those listed goals, number one, fiscal, TA Helen was instrumental in accomplishing all of the town fiscal goals, such as completing an annual capital improvement plan, balancing the operating budget, adjusting water rates to pay for a $12 million water treatment plant and two rebuilt wells on Grove Street, avoided a sewer rate increase, worked towards OPEB solutions, and successfully explored two new revenue options, such as the solar tax agreements and cannabis retail stores. Under economic development, TA Helen continued his efforts in supporting the town council, economic development subcommittee, with its efforts to meet the many community-wide development initiatives, such as solar bylaw, new style review, lot line cleanups, relative zoning related issues, and under facilities, TA Helen, along with the facilities director and staff, were pivotal in meeting the several key goals focused around the many town-owned buildings and facilities. Such improvements included finalizing the transfer station land swap with the state, Helen Keller HVAC systems, security updates to Horse Mann, new windows of the town municipal building, and under DPW, TA Helen has remained vigilant in staying on top of the EPA MS4 requirements, and continues to work closely with the council in establishing a stormwater fund to offset the cost of many MS4 mandates. TA Helen has worked in concert with the DPW director and staff to coordinate building a new water treatment plant for wells 3 and 6, prioritized road funding to meet the never-ending road infrastructure needs, and completed a feasibility study for the Beaver Street Interceptor. Under recreation and open space, TA Helen played a key role in the successful purchase of 70 acres of old growth forest dubbed Maple Hill, and along with the town council helped double the cash in open space stabilization funds. TA Helen, along with conservation, has made critical steps in addressing remediation of the invasive species at the Delacar property. Under community, generally, TA Helen is effectively progressing with this town goals, accepting public ways, green community initiatives, and the decommissioning the Spring Street solar field. TA Helen successfully completed its contract negotiations with Comcast, finalized contracts with all the unions, and finalized an electric aggregation plan which would save the residents' energy costs. Under civic engagement, TA Helen completed the expansion of e-permitting and online payment options, as well as opened a new U.S. passport location on the first floor of the municipal building. For various presentations that were requested by the town council during last year, our presentations and discussions, TA Helen, along with the appropriate department heads, put forth numerous presentations to the town council and community in regards to community preservations, housing, economic profile, the macro regional dispatch, land use, as well as many more. Under thoughts, questions, and ideas directly from the town councilors, TA Helen successfully implemented many of the town council's specific goals, such as installing electric vehicle infrastructure at the library and municipal building and purchasing two new fleet vehicles. TA Helen was also instrumental in coordinating and drafting a No Place for Hate resolution pledge that ultimately would become the civil discourse pledge. Under COVID-19, many things that can be noted on COVID-19, TA Helen has continued to prove his effectiveness in securing much needed funding and grants from the state for the local budget, as well as federal funding to offset the expenses associated with COVID-19. You can see the many things listed under the attached goals. Under staff and personnel, TA Helen has continued his efforts in developing a great working relationship with the town department heads, town staff, and school department. Recent key staff changes, including the hiring of a new senior center director, as well as a deputy director. Town Administrator Jimmy Helen has played a major role in promoting many accomplishments and advances in the fire and police departments during our regular scheduled town council meetings. And in conclusion, I'd like to state that the ad hoc committee gave the town administrator an exemplary grade of an A for his annual performance, which reflects a great job he is doing with our town staff and meets the goals set forth by the town council each year. We're fortunate to have him as our town administrator and expect his good work to continue into the future. Respectfully, myself, clerk, council chairman of the town ad hoc council, I would also like to take the opportunity to give my fellow members of the ad hoc committee an opportunity to speak in regards to the town administrator's performance. Mr. Mercer?
Sure. I'm not sure there's anything you haven't said.
That's what I was going to come out of my mouth. You said to me first. So.
The only thing that I'd like to add is one of the things that was really forefront in my mind when we were going through this evaluation is the time period that these goals were accomplished, the difficult time during COVID, and all of the COVID issues and the COVID roadblocks that get put in the way of accomplishing some of these goals, and his ability and his staff's ability and his administrative team's ability to navigate those COVID issues to still get as many of these goals accomplished as he did. So for me, certainly doing a job on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You guys kind of said it all, but during the COVID time, it was a real tough time. And Jamie handled it like a trooper, and I probably can speak for most of the council. My biggest thing with Jamie is you can call him and ask him to look something up or do something, and he's right on it. He doesn't beat around the bush. He goes right at it, tries to help you out the best he can, tries to get you the answer right away and as fast as he can. So to me it makes our job a lot easier. And I thank you for that. And job well done, and you got an A for me. So that's all I can say.
I'd like to open it up to the rest of the council for their opinions and ideas and thoughts. The one thing I do have to clarify is that as part of the town administrator's responsibility, these are his performance and our comments in regards to his performance are specific to the goals that we set forth between us and the town administrator. Nothing more and nothing less. So for purposes of comment, we need to restrict our discussion to the items that are listed under our goals that we set forth last year. So if anybody wants to have anything say on the matter, anyone like to speak to that?
It's me.
Mr. Councilor Chairman.
Through you, both chairmen. I just want to say that I agree with everything that they said. You're doing a very good job, Jamie. Thank you. There's no complaints. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Chairman. Councilor Hamlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to add, I totally agree, A plus maybe, but that's okay. One of the things, Councilor Thorpe was absolutely right. James always answers every question immediately. And so that, I think that shows his commitment to, I have to find one of these numbers here. It's the community, right? So unity, teamwork, collaboration, COVID with a smile. That's what I wrote down, and that's what I'd like to add.
Very good.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Hamlin. Anyone else? Council Plagman.
Through the chair, just to thank Jamie for all he does and all the accomplishments that he has performed over the year. And I agree he does get back to us right away, but he follows through with that. His student, I appreciate that. So I think that the A stands very well.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make. I'd like to make a motion to enter into the record the 2021 annual view of Franklin Town Administrator Jamie Yonder.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving on. Legislation for action. Resolution 22-13, adoption of fiscal policies. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 22-13, adoption of fiscal policies, whereas the town council has reviewed the document entitled Town of Franklin Fiscal Policies 2022, attached hereto as Exhibit 1, and wishes to formally adopt the contents thereof to guide its future financial decision. Now therefore be resolved that the town council hereby adopts the Town of Franklin Fiscal Policies 2022, attached hereto as Exhibit Number 1. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Appointment Charter.
Move resolution 22-13.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. Jamie.
Through Mr. Chairman and through the council. So in the packet, this is one of the goals for the year, was to update the financial policies. And we have a draft in here. It's redlined or pinklined. Apparently Google does pink. And this was unanimously approved by the finance committee at their last meeting. There's a couple of smaller items in here that were just more corrective changes, but I do want to highlight just a few quick big changes. Number one, the budget stabilization policy that the finance committee did approve late last year was added in here, and that's to maintain a target floor of 2% of prior fiscal year operating revenue in that fund, and that no more than 50% of the fund balance shall be spent in one year. And then some of the other issues were like kind of modest typos or changes, but the other two big ones at the end were significant changes in town policy for the hotel motel tax revenue, as well as the marijuana excise tax revenue. We're proposing in this to use both of those revenue sources, which is similar to the meals tax, to add those two into local receipts to support the operating budget. Rather than what it currently is, which is to support the capital budget for town. Two reasons. One, the operating budget, as all of you will learn in a month, really needs the revenue support. And number two, the hotel motel tax. This is a great reason why the ebbs and flows of it. We used to appropriate it for roads, then it got tanked during the pandemic. And so by placing that back into the operating budget really supports the operating budget. Right now, the occupancy of those hotels is still quite low relative to what it was pre-pandemic. I met with all the hotels about a month ago with Lily. They were at 85% occupancy prior to the pandemic, strong, and now they're still hovering down in the 40s. So, you know, you're talking about half the revenue. And given the budget crunch that all of you will learn about in about 3 or 4 weeks, we believe that these revenues will really greatly support the operating budget moving forward. So we're recommending those couple changes. The rest of them are reasonably administrative. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jim. Questions or comments from Council? Councilor Frangillo.
Thank you. Two main questions. One is on that last point. It seems like the reason for not putting it in the operating, using for the operating budget, is that it fluctuates, and that we need the operating budget to be more stable. That was my understanding. Where am I wrong?
Through you, Mr. Chair, you're correct. However, when you have local receipts, there's a series of categories: motor vehicle excise, you know, liquor licenses, you know, building fees. By diversifying that portfolio of revenue, you're creating more support. What we're seeing is a leveling off of planning board, ZBA, applications from other places. And so those revenues may go down, where these actually will be on the ascent, particularly the marijuana excise, where we don't really still know what we're gonna actually bring in on an annual basis now that the two stores are open. We got our first payment this week. In the month of November was about $5,000, and that goes to local receipts. And then for the host community agreement for Matera, we got our first 3 month payment, which is about $25,000. So we're not talking about a lot of funds here. But when you see the trends with the building and planning and development world, you can see how that's leveling off. So we think by adding these in, we'll create a more diverse set of reference sources.
Mark me as a skeptic, but
yeah.
Appreciate it. The other, you mentioned, why do we cancel out open space? Starting this year, 2020, 100,000 from capital funds per year, just cut out open space.
There's just community preservation, it's just a competing resources element at some point. In terms of the open space, it's certainly not something that we have to get rid of. But the idea that there's a revenue source out there, if you were to spend that $2.5 million that's in that account, I don't know where you'd find the money to fill that account back up with revenue, unless there's some other creative mechanism, which I'm not aware of. And with the CPA, I think most people are going to probably, if there was a purchase to be made, it'd be a pretty strong argument to be used. But just for the record, if folks wanted to keep it, there's no, some downside. It's just in the long run, I don't know how that will work after the account's depleted, if ever it is.
I guess it just seems like a weird bargain to strike with the town in the sense that they voted that they wanted to be spending more money, that they're willing to spend more money to be set aside for this. And so to say, oh, now you're setting aside for that, we're going to take it away from where it was before.
Well, through Mr. Chair, just so you, we're not really taking any of it away. It legally stays there until there's a two-thirds majority of the council that spends it on an open space purchase. So it's not coming away. The money's still going to be in the account. That doesn't go away. It's just the policy is a decision of this body and the town to say, out of all the, we just had a capital meeting. I don't think there's any shortage of ideas or projects or expenditures. With CPA there, I just don't know in the long run. You got police stations, you got operating budgets, you got fields, you got sidewalks, roads. What's the revenue source that's going to keep the open space stabilization account afloat? To Councilor Jones's review a few moments ago, the main way it's really full is because we saved money 3 years ago when we had a big new growth year. So we took the money from excess new growth, which was from development where we were hitting a peak, and we all worked together to put $1 million, actually it was more than that, probably $1.4 million in that account. If that were to happen again, you could still do it. You could still put it in the open space stabilization fund. But I have a gut reaction that there's going to be a lot of other priorities as well. And so if folks want to leave it there, I'm more than comfortable with that. But I don't know the long-term purpose of it.
I guess what I'm reading is the policy was that we would add 100,000 every year, right? That's what I'm understanding. So and that's what we're taking away. So we're not taking away from the fund, but we're taking away the policy to add 100,000 every year, which feels like it doesn't align with the values that the town voted on.
If folks on the capital subcommittee and the council say put $100,000 every year in the open space stabilization account, there is nobody in the world who would be more thrilled than me to say that's great because I love open space. I just know for a fact, and you're going to hear it quick the next few months, there are so many competing demands for money that it's just, it's tough to sit there and say, we're going to throw another $100,000 out of the capital plan into an account when, there's vehicle replacements we need, there's buildings that need to be replaced. It's just so broke. I can't even get into roads and sidewalks. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just giving you my
stabilization fund. Is that something, if you don't set aside money for it, then it just gets lost in being cursed up there once a year? So if this is something we value in the long term to grow.
Except for the fact that CPC is there. That's the real. Yeah. That's just a big piece.
That's how it feels. It feels weird.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from. Thank you.
Councilor Coney, Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Councilor Frangiola's point, I think if I'm reading it correctly, taking it out of there is simply so that our hands aren't tied. right? It basically isn't saying we can't put money into open space or into a stabilization fund. It's just saying we're not required to because we don't have a policy for it anymore. Am I reading that correctly?
Nope.
Okay, correct. Thank you.
Any further comments or questions? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 22-13. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Here we go again. Resolution 22-14. Cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F3 and 4. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I haven't seen this one before. Resolution 22-14, appropriation cable funds in support of PEG service and programming per Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F3/4. Total amount requested, $91,948.85. The purpose is to appropriate $91,948.85 from the PEG access and cable related fund created under Mass General Law, Chapter 44, Subsection 53F3/4. Representing the amount received in the previous quarter to be paid to Franklin Cable Access Corporation to operate the Cable Access Studio and otherwise fund its operations. Motion, be it moved and voted by the Town Council that the sum of $91,948.85 be appropriated from the PEG Access and Cable Related Fund created under Mass General Law Chapter 44, Subsection 53F3/4 to be paid to the Franklin Cable Access Corporation to operate the Cable Access Studio and otherwise fund its operations. Resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Charter.
Move resolution 22-14.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. I'm not going to you, Jamie.
Thank you.
This is something we see every meeting pretty much. Councilor Pellegrini? We usually have a comment.
Mr. Chair, you're absolutely correct, but we as a and where does it get the residents of Franklin?
It doesn't get them anything.
Yeah. So that's
but
why I will
go
along with this.
Yeah. I understand. Just for sure.
Just for Jones. This is Jamie, just a quick comment. And Jamie, this actually predates you a little bit, going back to when my predecessor said before, is one of the common things that comes up under people's ideas on how to generate additional revenues for the town, and you're well privy to this, is taxing like telephone poles, taxing Comcast's equipment, taxing Verizon's equipment, taxing utility companies, just this whole variety of different things that people come up with about finding additional revenues to pay for things. And one of the biggest counter arguments that always comes to something like that is any time that we add an additional tax, fee, or whatever, to a utility company, especially Comcast, Verizon, and Eversource, is that simply becomes a third-party tax, basically. It goes through them right to the subscribers. Because if you ever look in the back of your gas bill, or the back of your electric bill, or in the back of your telephone bill, you'll see that all of the fees that the feds, the state, and even the local governments assess to these utility companies all make it right to the subscribers, which is us. So anytime we throw on all these additional fees and look for additional funds, that just ends up gets funneled right through these companies, right to the subscribers. So my own point I'm trying to make, we just need to be careful as a legislative body on where we try to impose additional taxes when it comes to that.
Well, I think the Councilor Pellegrini's point, and she's made it many times,
yes,
and I don't disagree with her, that what are there ways where we can reduce the cost to the taxpayers using the services? And unfortunately, our hands are tied in most of those areas. So I feel the pain. Sure. Okay, further discussion? Seeing none, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 22-14. Majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Town Administrator's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just really quickly, I just want to take this quick opportunity to thank all of you for the evaluation and the ad hoc subcommittee and the full council for their support. It's the greatest job I've ever had, the greatest team that I've ever worked with. We have some incredible people here, and I'm very, very happy and proud to be here and honored. And just want to thank you very much for everybody's support. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Future agenda items. Councilor Sheridan.
Up to this time.
Councilor Frangillo.
The main one was already discussed, and that's what I come in hoping to have for parking. I think having BC review that. I was just saying free parking to not really cost it somewhere.
For sure.
We have to decide the best way to allocate.
Without question. Councilor Hammond.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Chandler.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Pellegrini. Councilor Jones.
So I'm going to talk place and boardwalk. I'm not going to worry about the free parking.
Councilor DeLocco.
Nothing at this time.
Okay, councilor comments. Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to congratulate all of our Franklin Police Department new recruits. Both look like a couple maybe right out of the academy and a couple that we kind of acquired from other towns. So welcome to Franklin and thank you for your service. I want to thank the school department and all their volunteers that put that incredible presentation together and the work that they're doing and the work they will continue to do. And finally, Franklin resident Jerry Bruno out there, one of my oldest and dearest friends. Happy birthday. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chandler. First tonight, I owe a resident an apology. They left me a message and I did not get back to them. And I actually feel pretty bad about that because I've done pretty good with that all the last 3 years. So I owe that person an apology that I saw tonight. So. lastly, this one Jamie might have to listen to. When you're going up 140 and you're about to take a left into the Village Mall at the lights, 140 or West Central, when people are coming up 140 right past the mobile, they're taking a right into the Village Mall. There used to be a yield sign there. So cars keep coming to the right and people are getting caught like in the intersection. Can you picture what I'm saying now?
I can.
They have the light, but the car should be yielding so they can get through the light. But that yield sign is gone.
I will ask Carlos to call District 3, Mass Highway, because it's their road.
Mass Highway.
I know, the inconvenient truth of that strip. But they've been very responsive for a while. So, I'll have some hope. But I'll have Carlos work for them on that.
No, that was a good one I got this week, so I have some help. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Pellegrini.
I have a couple of things, Mr. Chairman. First, past employee of the town passed away. Ellen Coakley, who was the mother of town clerk, Teresa Burr. And she was my assistant clerk for 3 years. Wonderful, wonderful lady. When I was first elected, she was there with me and we took over the office and she was such a hard worker and I was the kid on the block coming in. And she had been there, and she was a wonderful help to me, wonderful help, and continued to be my friend. So I went down to Moore, that's where she had her services in that. And there were other, certainly people from Franklin that had worked with me, friends with her. So Ellen, another wonderful person, passes away in town, okay? A dedicated worker. So our condolences, I'm sure, from all of you to Teresa Burke. Secondly, I got a call recently from a woman who was in her 90s, and she said that she attended the South Meeting House, the old museum, the church, and was telling me stories and all of that, and I thought it was wonderful. So what I said to her was I was going to mention it tonight and hopefully ask for people that also attended. I mean, they're going to be older people, certainly, but they're here in town, and perhaps through their family. You know, we'll hear some stories, and maybe we can just have a get-together up at the old museum with these people, take a picture and all of that. This woman said, I hope She said, oh no, she said, I'm so upset that we're gonna knock this down. And I said, right now we are not knocking down, demolishing this building. We're doing inside the building and we have it out with our feet and we'll see what happens. But I just asking people out there if you have any stories about the meeting house for the museum, you know, to give me a call and we can get some things together maybe when a day will look.
Thank you, Councillor Pellegrini. Councillor Shipp.
Nothing to say.
Councillor Frangillo.
Girls swimming won the Hawk. Girls basketball's undefeated. We got cheerleaders just with the
national wrestling.
We got our office hours tomorrow at the senior center, 8:30, and. Just because we didn't get a chance to comment on it, I'm super happy and proud of all the recruits. You line them up, you can't help but notice that they are all fairly similar on a few different variables, and I would love to get an opportunity to talk to the chief again about, you know, how are we able to recruit people of different backgrounds, genders, how successful were we in this round, and how successful can we be moving forward. That's just one of my thoughts, but I'm glad to see so many well-trained people around the world.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. Councilor Hamlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank Dr. Hearn and Lucas and Chief Lynch and Lieutenant Riley for tonight's presentations and discussions. I thought they were very informative and we actually had some answers, so that was really nice. Want everybody, I'm going to say this all the time. Can you see this? Probably not. March 7th. Go look. Yeah. March 7th. Oh, this way. Okay, there we go.
There you go.
7 p.m. Franklin for All Public Forum, the rezoning of downtown Franklin for economic development and housing. We need everyone to go and give us your opinions and your thoughts. Please join us, March 7th. Office hours, Councilor Frangillo said that. I just wanted to let everybody know that I've been appointed to the Massachusetts Municipal Association's Policy on Energy and Environment Committee. And so I'm very excited to represent Franklin and other councilors on this really cool. But hopefully I'll have some more things to talk about when we have a real meeting. Thank you,
Councilor Hamlin. Councilor Jones.
Chairman, I have a lot to comment with Jeff and me. So we'll have a lot to talk about both members.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to make a comment. I saw our DPW director who was in here earlier. And I just wanted to say a huge thank you to everybody that stepped up and helped for that surprise snowstorm that caught us on Sunday. Really, going from the 50s to a snowstorm, those guys were basically taking their boots off all the way up to throw them back on and go out and shovel that whole snow. And I just can't even begin to express how much pride I have in our DPW department here in town and how great of a job that they do stepping up to the plate. And clearing things out of our way on such a short notice like that. But again, the school department for coming tonight, giving a great presentation. I did want to also give kudos to the school committee for their special meeting that they had tonight in regards to following up with the state's suggestions in regards to state mandates and looking to lift those mask mandate as of the 28th of February. I just want to give absolute kudos to everybody on the school committee for having had to deal with two of the most stressful years that the school committee has ever had to deal with, as well as having to deal with some individuals who, for the most part, have made things a little bit more difficult than they should have. But we're all finally moving past this, and it's nice to see the sun. The spring's going to be here soon, and I just want to thank my fellow councilors, because guess what? I didn't take time off.
Notice.
Nah. Thank you, Mr.
Councilor
DeLock. I'd like to give a shout out to the school department. That was a great presentation tonight.
And I'd like to give a shout out to the Franklin police for the incident that we had on Saturday. There was nobody got hurt, and then the person is getting the help that he needs. And the fire department too. They had an ambulance down there and then another ambulance over there. So it's cool to see that our public safety is well at work and doing a great job. So I just want to make sure that you know.
Thank you, Councilor DeLauco. And again, I would echo my fellow councilors' thanks to Chief Lynch and Lieutenant Riley for coming this evening and getting the process started for making some adjustments in the parking, downtown parking situations. At the same time, I'd like to thank the Chief for staying through the school committee presentation. As well as the chairman of the school committee who was here tonight and to support Dr. Hearn and Lucas with the presentation brought before us tonight. And I will quietly say that as Councilor Pellegrini remarked about an individual in the 90s that was called him and said that had gone to church, the South Franklin Church. I am definitely not in my 90s, but I did go to Christmas Eve church at that church 5 successive years in the 60s. Christmas Eve. They used to, the Federated Church would have Christmas Eve service at the South Franklin Church. So, with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Non-debatable. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.